Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we are on our fifth teaching of the subject of I Need a Breakthrough Now. And I think it's good to know the biblical stories and how people in the Old Testament and even the New Testament got their breakthrough. And hopefully for that to set an example for us, as we can see, they did it by prayer and fasting, by humbling themselves and coming before God and surrendering and seeking him continually till they got a breakthrough. You know, sometimes, as I said in the previous teachings on the subject, sometimes prayer by itself for us is not enough. And for us to receive a breakthrough, we also need to be fasting, which means we are bringing our flesh, right, our body into the submission of our spirit, who is from God. You remember, again, not to be repetitive, but there's three part of us. Remember, there's our mind, there's our flesh, and then there's our spirit that is from God. So the three part of us, we have to know how, when we submit our flesh to the spirit of God, how we're walking by the spirit and not by the flesh. And that's when we are closer to God, right? That's when we are walking on in his ways and his path. But anyway, I talked about some stories from the Bible about I started with the story of Jesus, how he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights right after he was baptized. So if you haven't listened to that teaching, please go back and listen. And then my next example was the story of Ezra, who led the Israelites. Remember, they were in captivity, and now they were allowed to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city and rebuild the temple. And he had to lead this massive amount of people back to Israel, but he had no protection. So he asked the Israelites to fast and pray with him so God would protect them, because they didn't have what it takes in the natural for them to be protected. Normally you would need soldiers and armies to go with you to protect you against the enemy, you know, on that long journey, and they didn't have that. And he didn't want to ask the king. So they were on their own. So what did he do? He turned to God and asked for help. And then, so that was more of a corporate prayer where they prayed and fasted together for protection. So that's one way. That's one reason people fast and pray together for protection against the enemy. So now I want to share another example with you guys. And that story is in the book of Exodus. And it is about Moses. And this is Exodus 34, it says, the Lord said to Moses. So this is about the story when God gives Moses the Ten Commandments. Remember that the Ten Commandments were given on Mount Sinai to Moses by God. And he wrote them down, but sometimes we haven't heard the fact that Moses actually fasted. So he was 40 days on the mountain with God. That's when those 10 commandments were given to him. And so let me read you the scripture. This is in Exodus 34. It says, the Lord said to Moses, chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke, because the initial ones broke. Be ready. That was in the description, by the way. That was just my comments. So again, the Exodus 34, 1 ends in which you broke. Verse 2 says, be ready in the morning and then come up on Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there on top of the mountain, and no one is to come with you to be seen anywhere on the mountain, not even the flocks and the herds. My gaze is my gaze in front of the mountain. So Moses chiseled out two stone tablets like the first ones and went up Mount Sinai early in the morning as the Lord had commanded him, and he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. So feel free to read that whole chapter on your own. I'm kind of just going to jump to verse 27. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. So that's when That's when that happened. That's when the Ten Commandments were written on those two tablets. And then what happens next? In verse 29, it says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the covenant law in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. So he didn't know that his face was so bright that he actually had to put a veil over it. At first, he wasn't aware of it, but people saw it. So just imagine being in the presence of God to the point where the person now is radiating so much light that is blinding people. And just keep in mind that during that time that he was with God, he was fasting. And just see the result of it, the Ten Commandments, the radiance that came from his face. So those are basically the moral laws that were written on those two tablets. So that's the story of Moses. Then I want to share with you guys the story of Daniel, and it's a lot of chapters to share. There's 12 chapters in the book of Daniels, and again, I highly encourage you to read the story of Daniel. But basically, Daniel was one of the Jewish boys that were actually from the royal family of David, that they were, when the Israelites again were taken into exile by Babylonians, he and his friends were some of them, but they recognized like these boys are from the royal family, and now they wanted them to serve in the royal family of Babylonians, but they also wanted to change them and train them. Anyway, very fascinating stories of about Daniel and his friends and what they refused to do and how they stayed loyal to the Lord. But toward the end, again, like I said, there's 12 chapters in Daniel, but toward the end, this is in chapter 9, Daniel prays to the Lord. He's pretty much is mourning for the nation of Israel because it was prophesied that they would be in captivity for 70 years, and this is toward the end. So he's asking God, so okay, so this is the end of the 70 years of, let's say, the punishment for the nation of Israel, and now he wants to know, okay, so what's next? So chapter 9 verses 3 says, so I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition and fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. And what's interesting that he really humbles himself. If you listen to his prayer, I want to read that for you. It says, I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great an awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princesses, and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. So then in verse 20 says, while I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in the prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. Isn't that interesting? So Daniel humbles himself before God. It says he's praying, he's fasting, he's petitioning God. He's, pretty much confessing on behalf of his nations, like we've been bad, we've been sinful, we've rebelled, we haven't listened. Like have mercy on us, right? And then what happens? An angel appears before him. Literally, an angel appears, angel, and talks to him and gives him interpretation of the visions that he had. And so verse 20 says, while I was speaking and praying, confessing my sins and sin of my people Israel, making my request. I read that to you guys. Okay, he instructed me and said, Daniel, I have now come to you to give you insight and understanding. So then in chapter 10, verses 2 says, at that time I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. Another time, he's fasting again. Let me read it again. It says, at that time I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice food, no meat or wine. Touch my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. So this is the time when he has a vision and he wants interpretation for that vision. So he's fasting and praying and asking God for that. But really interesting how fasting and praying, I guess it helps us become more humble. Maybe it helps us to come before Lord and be clean and to petition him, in prayer. And I mean, the results for Daniel were, literally, an angel visits him and talks to him and tells him about the vision of what's about to happen. And not just any angel, Angel Gabriel, right? So it's to me it's very fascinating when we turn from our flesh, when we shut things off, and we seek God with all our heart. The things that can happen, the revelations that can come through, the wisdom that can come through God, the freedom from the bondages. I just see like if you're firm bondage to anything, the shackles that can come off from fasting and praying. Literally receiving the breakthrough that we need. I think this is the fifth teaching on the subject of I need a breakthrough, but it really has to do with fasting and praying when we need, when we're, like I said in the beginning of this teaching, we've done everything we can think of and we feel helpless. We feel like there's nothing else I can do. This is, I believe, this time, what we're going through as a nation, we need to be corporate fasting and praying together. So I will end this teaching here, but in reality, I have another teaching on this subject of I need a breakthrough, but I'm going to title it probably Fasting and Praying. And that's when I'm going to share the story of Esther. I believe their nations were kind of going through some major trials. That I think it's parallel through the times of what this nation is going through. So I will end this teaching here. I need a breakthrough and have one last teaching on it, but it will be titled differently. But hopefully that's something that we all need right now when we can all take something away from these teachings that are from the scripture on fasting and praying. And hopefully we will all commit and contact other people into corporate fasting and praying for our nation to be delivered from any wickedness and evil that's coming against the people of this nation. So until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.